Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The government has made a major concession to its planned pension reform after weeks of mounting pressure from trades unions. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe confirmed that he would withdraw the proposed rise in the retirement age from 62 to 64. Unions have until April to find an alternative measure which will take into account the financial pressures of keeping the current retirement age. In what has been one of France's longest periods of strike action, the CFDT has welcomed the compromise, although the CGT and Force Ouvrière are not convinced by this latest announcement. A statement has said that they will continue strike action nevertheless. As negotiations continue, unions are calling for another mass walkout on Thursday. Train services are slightly improved today with 4 out of 5 TGV and 7 out of 10 TER in operation. There is doubt as to whether the trial of Father Prénat will take place today at the criminal court in Lyon. The former priest is facing multiple charges of child abuse from the 1970s and 80s. A formal request to postpone the trial has been put forward, while lawyers in Lyon are continuing to strike against pension reform. President Macron is leading talks with the presidents of 5 African nations at a summit in Pau today. The leaders of Mali, Niger, Burkina Faso, Chad and Mauritania will discuss how to reassess the objectives of French engagement in the area. After the announcement last week that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex plan to stand back from royal duties, Prince Harry has been summoned to explain their plans to his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth. Carlos Ghosn wants to take on Renault at an industrial tribunal. The statement was made in the Figaro yesterday, being announced from Lebanon, to where Mr. Ghosn fled Japanese authorities. The former head of Renault-Nissan has been accused of financial embezzlement, but nevertheless believes that he has the right to his pension fund, estimated at €770,000 per year. He is also demanding severance pay of €250,000. And finally, no motorbike or quad racing will take place in Dakar today. Organisers took the decision to cancel the 8th stage of the race after the death of Portuguese rider Paulo Gonzalez, who fell yesterday. He is the 25th person to have died taking part in the rally since it began. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.